Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me.
Oh, yeah.
And we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Captain DeMartini is there, but somewhere. But all I see is a picture of the Gomez Hilton tiki bar.
He is hosting guest, Greg.
But he is hosting guest. Yeah, so he has more. Well, he's being a hospitable host,
or oh my maybe God, he's, is that Bill Clinton in the hot tub?
Yeah, it could be. He very well may be
Nancy Pelosi
trying to find the drunken sailor to make sure that the sailor is staying below deck, as so to speak, and not offending the local patrons of the Gomez Hilton, I guess, possibly.
He's usually behind the bar.
Yeah. But we got Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger,
here.
Vinny Two Tanks out on the left coast. Every once in a while, you might hear him inhaling. I think he might be doing. I don't know what he does out there, but there's something like that. Kind of makes the time fly.
He likes to chew on a pen.
No. Oh, okay. Well, look, hey, we are going to talk a little bit about Shark Week, maybe now with the Dive God. But first, we got to talk to the Dive God and just wish him a happy birthday, because he's with us right now on Scuba Radio. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic, Gregory. Fantastic.
All right. So, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
80
thank
years you. Young. That's an impressive achievement, and I'm sorry we have not had the opportunity to celebrate it properly, as we typically do a Dive God birthday.
Well, it would be a little difficult to celebrate like my 70th with 300 people social distancing in my house.
Right. It just wouldn't work. We're going to have to set up something once this whole COVID thing blows over and do it upright, because that was the plan, to really have a major blowout for the Dive God's 80th birthday, and we should say Jerry Beatty's, 60th, right?
70th.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess I got to give the $20 back now. But anyway, yeah, happy birthday to you both. And I know you spent some family time, at least got to hang out with some friends and family and stuff and celebrate. But we'll plan a big blowout here eventually, right? That is the plan.
We need to do this soon, Greg.
Why?
Because it's Neil.
What are you saying? What exactly are you saying, Jerry?
We need to have a blowout for him in a few weeks.
Okay, well, I mean...
That's another excuse for me to get to Florida.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to make some comment about his age or something.
Are you finally back here?
That's not right. Yeah. Oh, you're going to come back. Okay.
Have they lifted the Jerry ban?
Neil is like me. He's drunk so much that he's pickled.
Jerry, do us a favor. Next time you come to Florida, wear pants.
Yeah, please.
Why, you don't like my man?
Okay, just stop. It's, you know, you don't want to scar Neil on
just
his
wear pants
during his 80th birthday week. Come on. Sorry about that, Neil.
hey, I got the best birthday present ever.
Yeah?
Ever.
What happened?
That potential hurricane that was kind of heading towards the Bahamas and South Florida is no longer a threat.
Nice. So, that's good.
I had boats we were ready to tie up and whatever, and I don't even think we're going to get a rain shower out of it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you got to love that. We've had too much other crap to deal with Yeah, they're still trying to get the Bahamas opened up consistently. We're still having some issues there, but you guys are running at least right now, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I mean, that's a little inconvenient to go to the Bahamas so far, but hopefully that's going to shortly end and we can start getting back to some semblance of normalcy.
Exactly. Now, one of the things we did watch, last week a lot, I caught up on a lot of Shark Week, and we were looking for Neil Watson Jr. because they shot a lot of the specials there in Bimini with your operation, and I didn't see him. I saw some of the crew, but I didn't see Jr. Did he get any FaceTime anywhere that I missed, maybe, or do you know?
I don't think so. He kind of stayed out of this one. We got a lot of FaceTime with Michael Phelps.
Yeah,
we took him diving and even with Shaq, but. The redeeming factor is we got paid for the charter. So.
Well, exactly. That's what matters.
That was at a time it was very well appreciated because everything was kind of shut down.
Well, yeah,
so
you needed
it. Nice shot in the arm for it.
Okay. All right. So they paid their bills. Jerry the Diver Guy, what say you?
Well, Greg, is it Neil and him doing a Gone Astray package?
A Gone Astray package.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Actually, he is. Neil is using the Gone Astray as our dive yacht.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I did see the boat. I saw the boat on Shark Week. Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen it, Greg. Mm-hmm. But he's actually putting together charters up to six people. Going to pick them up in the States, take them over, clear them, dive them, wine them, dine them.
Nice.
So
you'd be on the same boat as Mike Tyson because that's what they took him out on. Yeah.
That's correct.
Exactly. So, did Junior say how Mike Tyson was to hang around with for a few days?
He said he was a really cool guy. It was a pleasure to work with. And other than the fact we had to put him in the cage, just, make sure that he didn't bite any of the sharks.
Right. Exactly.
Indubitably.
We didn't want it, no illegal finning. We didn't want him chewing off any fins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The sharks were way more in jeopardy than he ever was. I will say he did look like he was crying like a little girl a few times there, especially the beginning.
Well, between being terrified and puking.
Yeah, right.
And not getting through a sentence without being beeped.
True. Yeah, he was probably right at home there with your son, Junior, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they kept my son off camera.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. They've just been beep, 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 beep.
Right,
beep.
Right, exactly. There'd be too much work they'd have to cover and post. The final Shark Week episode was Dive Naked and Afraid. Did you happen to see that? They didn't shoot that in the Bahamas, did they?
I did not, no.
I don't know where they did Dive Naked and Afraid, but they had two twins from New Zealand and guys,
diving,
I think.
Diving naked, I'd be more concerned with fire coral than sharks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they did have a lot of shark action. It was kind of interesting. I don't know where I want to say they might have been some at some out island in the Bahamas, but I'm not. I just don't know. But it was a shark dive naked and afraid. That's how they ended Shark Week this year with these two New Zealanders. You think that's a thing?
Good reason for that, but whatever.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
They might be kind of running out of subjects for Shark Week.
Well, they probably had to fill something up with the last night, I guess. But for what it is, as I said last week, I thought it was entertaining. You might pick up a few things, a few little nuggets of knowledge about sharks here and there, but... it's not as bad as it was like 5 years ago. I think they've gotten a little better from, covering the scary fictional stuff like Megalodon out there and all that kind of stuff. They've gotten a little better.
And they've kind of put some humor into it instead of just all drama and people being slaughtered and this kind of crap.
Right. Instead of the sensationalistic nonsense, they've went for the funny. They've been adding some funny elements to it. I dig it. I thought it was pretty good. I thought Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown was really good, and he's a diver, and I thought he did a great job each night. But anyway, so it sounds like you kind of feel the same way overall. Is that true?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, for a novice diver that hasn't done any shark dives or a few shark dives, or for the non-diver, obviously they're going to find it a little more entertaining than I would, because I've been working with sharks all my life.
That's right.
Some of this stuff is like, what are you making such a big to-do? This is, you know, this is like a routine daily dive. You're making death defying.
Well, that's they got to play it up some way, you know. But I thought, you know, we got Will Smith. I didn't really get the whole Snoop Dogg thing. They had a Snoop Dogg voice. He didn't even get in the water. He just did the voiceover like he was doing commentary of the shark dives. I didn't really understand what was going on, even though I'm a fan. Yeah, I'm hip to his jive. All right, thanks, Dive God. Happy birthday. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida Dive Retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Immerse yourself in a whole new world when you go deep sea diving.
Oh, I've got the perfect outfit. This is great.
No one can find us under the water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. And look, that is made up of Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger.
Here.
We got Trevor from Moray Dive Lights, Captain Walt DeMartini, Vinny Two Tanks, Bubble Boy. Do we still have Dr. Doug Ebersole hanging out too, or did he have to go save a life, guys? Do we know?
Probably had to
he's
save a
here,
life,
but I think he's saving a life.
Oh, there he is. There he is. He just popped up. Okay. He's probably working as well. Well, Doug, thank you for being part of the
Dr.
squad.
Dr. Doug or Dr. Bombay?
A little bit of both.
He just popped in like magic.
Yeah, he is kind of magic that way. Captain Walt DeMartini with us. He is back at the microphone. Are you there? Can you hear me? Captain Walt, talk to me.
I can hear you loud and clear. And we also have
dial in Tokyo here.
Oh, you got Koji, our friend.
Tokyo.
Yeah, Koji. It's good to hear that Koji is with us, and he's still willing to talk to us after our little dive adventure. Koji, how you doing there, buddy?
Tokyo.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to have to. My other headset died, so I'm going to have to give him the headset.
Oh, okay. Here. All right. Well, so Koji.
No, he wants to talk to you.
Yeah, of course. We want to talk to Koji because he is, you know, Koji is the shark whisperer. No, I'm sorry. He's the lobster whisperer from the land of the rising sun.
Coming Tokyo.
Yeah, see? And he has his own catchphrase. So has that caught on? Do you got a cape or a mask or anything, kind of a uniform or anything like that yet, Koji, or no? What do you think? Can you tell me? He's
coming in Tokyo?
Yes. Okay, that's all you need to say. That's really... You know, God bless him.
We need to teach him to say Lake Titicaca.
Can you say that, Koji? Do they have that?
I can't say that.
You can't say that. He can't say that.
Titi?
Okay, no. No, let's just
leave it. Titicaca.
Let's just leave it alone. Just stick with your catchphrase.
Titicaca.
No, that's enough. Stop it. You're going to confuse him.
Stop it.
You're going to confuse him.
He's going to walk around saying Titicaca.
No, okay, just stop already. Will you, please? My God. All right, so anyway, it's good to see you, Koji. Captain Walt, did you get down to the Keys? Did Koji go with you and catch lobster, or were you on your own, or what?
No, I was there with Captain Bob and his wife and Wally and Sherry and some other people from Atlanta.
Okay, and cleaned up, though. I saw pictures on Facebook. It looked like you got quite a few lobsters,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, you know, he got all those... no scuba. He just took them.
Just free diving, just snorkeling.
Free diving, right.
Yeah. So the Keys? Were you in like Isla Mirada or Upper Keys? Where?
Well, we were in Biscayne National Park first.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We went, we towed the Robalo down behind Captain Bob's big boat.
Yeah.
And then we went down to Alabama Jack's.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good place to eat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you got a blackened fish sandwich or something like that?
Sure did.
All right.
Exactly.
Little key lime pie.
Alabama Jacks.
All right. Gotta love that. Okay. And yeah, how many lobster did you catch? Do you know? Well, I just saw the picture.
He got like a dozen, I think.
Sweet.
That was just the one shot that he went out in.
Yeah. But you said they were free diving for him. So were they
exactly.
Like right there, like on an intercoastal area, or did they go down to a reef? Or what?
We were in a park, and we were anchored in the middle of the park, and the stern of the boat was like maybe 30 feet from the mangroves.
Yeah.
And the mangroves, I guess, have like cement in there or something.
Right, right.
And so that's where he was just swimming along, and he'd see lobster.
Yeah.
Like down to 13 feet.
Nice. CJ, what say you?
And Walt, what sound did the lobsters make?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. Now we know. So, well, that's impressive. I mean, you know, when I've been down in the Keys going for lobster, I have noticed that, you know, you find these places that are these little ledges along the intercoastal and stuff. You can find these real unique areas where you would find the lobster. And, like, I think I was down in, was it Marathon? I guess it was Marathon. And the water was really murky, but right where the seawall was, when you're going out to out of the inlet, there was an area where we were allowed to go look for lobsters, and they said, hey, you could really clean up here. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Where, you know, you still got all the muck coming out of the channels. These are the small little, you know, canals that are just starting to open up to the open ocean. So we're right on the edge of the ocean, but the, you know, it's still kind of murky. Kind of crappy water, but they said, no, the visits will be a little bit limited, but go down, just sink below the dock here and look at the ledge where the the cement block meets the ground, and there'll be a little a crack, you know, a little slot. And sure enough, I go down, and we were just snorkeling as well, or free diving, and we go down about 10 feet. I look down under there, and I'm like, oh my God, look at all those antenna. There was lobster everywhere. It was awesome. And, you know, they have a tendency to hang out in that type of environment. So this mangrove type thing sounds right. I'm not sure if park is the right way to describe it there, Walt, because there's some places that are parks like Penny Camp and stuff that you obviously are not allowed to lobster. So I assume you guys were outside the park limit, right?
No. Let me clarify, because I said the same thing, and I saw people who were scuba diving with dive flags, and people who were getting lobster snorkeling with no dive flags. And I asked Wally said no, he had called the ranger station and they could take lobster as long as they were there by boat.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, you got to know the rules of the road or the water no matter where you are looking for lobster. So I'm sure they were doing that, and that's fine. By the way, mute your microphone there, Walt. I kind of wonder if maybe you have it turned around the wrong way, because I was hearing a lot of background chatter. But just mute your mic for now.
He's got it the right way. It's just there happened to be behind
him. Yeah, the Gomez Hilton is hopping. Yeah. So, you know, I can't blame him. But we got to be careful. They might say something they're not supposed to.
Yeah,
like hey, look at Walt's butt, or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's better than Jerry the Diver Guy's Mankini.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Now,
anyway,
Greg, what? Now look,
what?
That's what? True.
Yeah,
Greg, you told me when we got off the boat, man, I wish I had one of them Mankinis. You look so comfortable in it.
Now
he's hallucinating.
I think he is.
No, Greg secretly told me that.
Okay, all right. In your drunken stupor dreams,
look, man of my caliber, we can pull this Mankini off. And Greg, if you want to, you can pull it off.
Okay, that is not.
Wow, sounds like a showdown.
What the heck happened? What the heck just happened?
I think you've been challenged.
Inappropriate. It has nothing to do with diving. And now I think I'm going to throw up a little in my mouth. We'll be back in just a bit.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's worst radio show devoted to diving.
Did you say worst?
What?
You said the best.
Yeah, duh.
Sound like worst from here.
Often what is wrong with you? Never duplicated.
I don't know why I'm you rubbing would think off on such everybody. Nonsense.
You don't rub anything.
I will admit I'm a little frazzled after that challenge from Jerry the Diver Guy. I got a better idea than his disturbing image that he put in everybody's head. And that is, how about a Guinness Book of World Record? Underwater, listen to this. There's a guy, I'm not sure where he was, I can't even say, Guinness Book of World Records, 76 bench presses underwater, 50 kilograms, which is what? Is that, that's like 3 pounds? What is that? Do the math, Barry, accountant Barry.
Barry's the math guy.
Yeah.
What?
50 kilograms is what? How many pounds? Translate, quick. Come on, Barry.
Come on,
break
Barry.
Out your abacus.
I think it's 200.
I can't. I've been distracted by Jerry.
All right. Vinny says 200. Wow. Let's say it's 200 pounds. Let's just say that. And he free dived down, got an underwater bench press, and he bench pressed 200 pounds for 76 times. He got his name in the Guinness Book of World Records for doing that this week, supposedly.
Do you know why he's distracted, Greg?
The guy who's bench pressing?
110.2 pounds.
110, okay, whatever. But underwater, wouldn't it be like weightless? Wouldn't it be like...
No.
Come on.
No.
Way lighter. Float. Be way lighter, though, wouldn't it?
No.
Not at all?
Barry.
Oh, gosh.
Gerald Pratt on Facebook Live beat you by like a minute.
By like a minute.
Okay, so
Barry, I'll go put my Mankini on.
Go put your hat back on.
Oh,
I'm
going to
put my Mankini on.
All right, the idea was
Jerry
to challenge
got a new hat.
the crew to a underwater bench press to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, as opposed to turn it into an argument of who can do math and who can't. But it's just how we roll.
Ciphering. not.
All right, maybe we'll regroup and set this up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy, if he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid tail.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master!
Yes, master!
Now get away from me, you sick bastard!
You are one sick bastard, you know that? But I like your style.
Well, thank you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I don't know, getting in the Guinness Book of World Records, I've always thought that'd be a fun thing to do for the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and then we could cover it accordingly, and maybe an underwater bench press on scuba. Now, these guys did it on free diving. They did breath holding, so that's a feat in itself.
Well, we only breath hold when buried. It exchanges gas to the air.
To the atmosphere. Okay, gotcha. All right. But before you guys just, you know, argue back and forth, let's think about this. First off, is there any of you that would participate in such an effort to try to break the record for the most bench presses underwater on scuba?
I think Vinny can do it.
Vinny, two tanks.
No.
Okay.
Negative.
All right.
Does he get to use a spare air? Does that count?
I don't think.
You might have a shot.
These guys are from Russia, by the way. So we're going to let the Russians get away with this? Have the Guinness Book of World Records?
Greg, I've dove with a lot of Russians.
Yeah. So are you going to step up and represent USA? Come on.
No, I'm kind of scared of those guys.
Okay. So Jerry's
this
a wuss.
This is how far we've fallen.
Those guys wear Speedos all the time.
Right, okay. All right.
And you don't?
So that leaves us maybe Barry to bugger. What do you think, Barry? You know, could turn it into a workout routine and, train accordingly.
It might be interesting to try, yeah. But I don't know if I could break a record.
You're always doing unique, crazy projects, whether it's building rockets or, you know, wearing watch caps and Canadian toques. I mean... This would be right down your alley to break the world record for the most bench presses underwater. What do you think, Barry? No comment. All right. How about instead of the most bench presses underwater, maybe there's some other exercise.
The least.
There you go. What do you think, Barry?
I think, oh, dang.
He's not going to do that either.
Nah. It's Jerry.
I think he's starting to read his own material, and then he censored himself, it sounded like to me.
I hope that wasn't on Facebook.
Okay, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Did he just pass wind?
You got to quit quit listening to those voices in your head and actually talk to us, Barry.
Do you smell cabbage?
Okay.
No. All right, stand up, Jerry.
So we have no takers. No one wants to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Why don't you do it? You're our world famous leader.
I'm the one
who
has to.
Leader.
I have to cover the play by play.
He has to document it.
Yeah. Look, hello.
No. We have professional radio people that can do that for you.
Bubble Boy's nowhere in sight, so we should all nominate him.
Oh, that's right. Bubble Boy could do this.
I like it.
Yeah. What do you think?
So, you know, look.
Can we just raise our hands and vote now?
Mm-hmm. Just nominate him, is what you're saying. Okay.
I nominate Bubble Boy.
All right. Well,
we need a second.
All right. Third. It's done. We have spoken. Bubble Boy will be breaking the record for the most bench presses underwater on scuba by next Saturday on Scuba Radio.
Wow. Not giving him much time to train.
Well, does he need
to? Can't wait till next week.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were, I'm sorry, the least amount of. Bench presses underwater on scuba.
There he goes again.
Half. That's what it is. Bubble Boy.
Oh no, Jerry! No,
oh, Jerry, I told you.
Can you turn off his camera somehow? Or?
I don't know what's going on, and I apologize to everybody on Facebook Live. They can
see this.
We can only talk about it, but trust me, you can hear the goo well up inside our mouths when this happens.
The horror.
I wanted to see my man, Keeney.
You thought I was making it up.
Okay, just stop it. All right, moving on. Since Bubble Boy's not here to respond, we timed this at an impromptu time where it evidently interfered with his restroom facilities, I think. You know what I mean? He didn't time out the show.
He's on a break.
He didn't object to it, so I guess he's going to be drafted.
It's done.
He thinks we're still in break.
Right.
Yeah.
We're back.
It is done.
All right. Those that say Bubble Boy, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Another story. There's evidently been a breakthrough in coral restoration down, at Moat Marine, where they have a location out there on the West Coast and down in the Keys. And what they've found is if they break up coral into smaller pieces, that the coral will regenerate quicker than they initially thought. They usually thought that once they start growing coral, it'd take like 10 years, a decade for it to reach sexual maturity. But if they broke them up in smaller pieces, that they would mature quicker. So that is a good thing. It means that we may have a fighting chance at, you know, restoring some coral reefs and stuff by planting coral gardens. What do you guys think of that?
Well, there's something else you have to do, though. You have to let the oceans cool off, because if they get too warm,
wrong. These are actually more hardy corals that we're talking about, and that's one of the things they're working on, Barry, is to combat climate change, because it's happening whether you like it or not. And so there's hardier corals that can handle the warmer temperatures, and that's what they're trying to grow. And now they can grow them faster, so that's a good thing. So quit pouring water on this whole idea.
Are those like impossible burgers? They're like impossible corals that aren't really coral?
No, they really are corals. These are real things that they're doing.
They're made out of veggies
and soy? No, they're made out of corals. Little tiny corals.
So you want to tell James what he's been drafted for?
No, I don't want to tell him.
Do you get those at Corals Junior?
Maybe.
Corals Junior.
You busted up, Barry.
Oh, that's pretty good.
God help us. The bar is so low.
It is.
That's
show.
Right.
It's like a limbo contest, really.
Yeah.
Walt,
what do you think? What do you think?
Years ago, back in, I'd say early 2000, Nova University was doing a big coral restoration program down there. And also, I think, Ocean Watch Foundation. Because I remember they took a whole area right off the second reef off of Lauderdale and right where we were, actually.
Yeah. I mean, they've been working on this stuff for years. And you know, this breakthrough is a major thing because, you know, they're able to grow them much faster than they thought would ever be possible. So if they're successful in doing this, once again, they think it is a game changer. So that would be great news if indeed it pans out to be true. So we'll have to wait and see, but good on them, right?
That's awesome.
Moat Marine Sanctuary doing that stuff. Now, as far as diving-wise, I am planning to get back down to South Florida, possibly the Keys myself. Maybe we'll have to stop by Moat Marine down there in the Keys and actually see firsthand what they're doing, but right after Labor Day, because I got to stay dry till then.
You can interview them.
Yeah. So, Jerry, what say you?
Well, so how are they growing them faster? Are they putting them on steroids?
I thought we already covered this.
Listen, Jerry.
Okay.
Think, Jerry, think.
Yeah, they're breaking them up in smaller pieces, and the smaller pieces of coral are growing faster than they thought. It was a pleasant surprise kind of thing they found.
Sorry, I didn't hear that section.
Yeah, you're too busy drinking!
So, well, Greg, I have a question.
Okay, Bubble Boy, go ahead. You're back from your break.
That's Trevor.
That's not Bubble Boy.
That's Trevor.
Oh, Trevor has a question. I'm sorry.
That, Greg. Thank you.
Look, Greg, look.
Yes, Trevor, go.
So, does coral, if you break it up, it matures faster? So, technically, if we broke Jerry up into smaller pieces, he would mature faster.
Hey, that's one way to accomplish a goal.
It's worth a
shot. How small do we need to break
them? I'm thinking wood chipper.
I like that. I like that idea.
You got to realize, if you break me up, that's just more of me wearing mankinis.
Oh, I will just use a dustbuster to pick you up.
Okay. All right. I do like the wood chipper thing. I say Barry and Jerry go in together as a couple.
As a couple. But,
no.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen. And yeah,
that's what alcohol. Happens when they both get wood.
Okay. All righty. Oh, God help us. All right. Well, Dr. Doug Ebersol is with us. He's the only one sane.
Come and bail us out, Dr. Doug, please.
Would you prefer
to gone off the rails again, haven't
we? Yeah, exactly.
That's a tall order, man. You're putting a lot of pressure on this.
Well, I mean, are you doing any diving right now or teaching? What are you doing, Dr. Doug?
Maybe you finished a CCR cave course teaching last week. And I've got, I'm working this week and have another one the following week. And after that, I'm teaching a sidewinder, just regular open water sidewinder rebreather class.
Nice.
And then in October, I've got a normoxic CCR class down in Pompano, Fort Lauderdale area.
So, normoxic. Technically, that means that you're normal, but then you've oxidized at the same time.
Huh.
Normoxic. Look it up. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Hey, baby, what's going down?
Later, nerd.
Are you lacking with the ladies?
Nope.
Enhance your scuba superpowers with a new scuba radio hat.
Wow, nice hat.
Just picked it up at scubaradio.com.
Buy two scuba radio hats and get free shipping.
Need a dive, buddy, sexy?
Always. And I got a scuba radio hat for you, too.
New scuba radio hats are now available at scubaradio.com.
So cool.
Order yours today or stay a loser.
Why didn't I think of that? That was my first thought when I came across the Moray Dive Light. It's a high-quality dive light and noisemaker combined. Two items that can make every dive just a little safer. The Moray Dive Light is built like a tank and can easily mount to your BC or stuffed away in your BC pocket. The noisemaker won't rattle around and activates only when you need it. Ask for the Moray Dive Light at your local dive center or pick one up online at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If you hate to stay indoors to avoid all those corona spores, there is one place that you can go that we all know way down below.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
Maintain social distance or dive in a wet existence. You can drown that virus in the sea and make it safe for you and me. So if you're up for the task, all you need is your dive mask. You won't need a respirator when you use your regulator.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
One of us has made a gross error.
That would be me. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and there could be corona underwater. I really don't know, but when we did the song, we figured, what the hell? It rhymes a little
What's
bit.
What's this, we did the song? That was all you.
No,
that
you
was
had.
All you, man.
You consulted.
I had nothing to do with that one.
I blame the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
I have been involved in some horrible creations, but that wasn't
And that one was
of
one
them.
More of them.
No.
Yeah. That was one more. Well, yes, great. Jerry, go.
Look.
I really don't want to.
Drunk?
Well, never
drunk?
Mind. Never mind, I passed.
He lost.
I'm just going to let it go.
Drunk.
All right. Yeah, let's just
look.
We've seen way too much.
I was going to take up for CJ, but yeah. No. Oh, look, Walt's got a gallon full of rum punch.
Okay, who cares? All right, anyway, coronavirus is a thing. Actually, you know, CJ.
Yeah, I heard that.
CJ's had it. I have had it. Dr. Doug has had it. Yeah, we're pretty well represented here on Scuba Radio of getting through this.
Barry's had it.
Barry has Thank no you. Proof. He just thinks he has.
Oh.
Okay, well, when I see you in 2 weeks, I'll breathe on you.
It won't matter. I have the antibody. Suck it, loser!
Wow.
Actually, my daughter got tested again. Even though she has the antibody, she still tests positive. They found out you can test positive for up to 90 days.
Interesting.
Well I just got my second negative. So
yeah, and I've had two negatives, too.
Suck
so
it.
Didn't apply to us. But I do have the antibodies. I actually gave blood last week, and I'm getting ready to give convalescent plasma. And
is that for plasma for old people?
What?
Yeah, and I got to ask Dr. Doug about this because, you know, they're asking me to do this as soon as possible while I still have the antibodies. Do I have to take anything into consideration? Like if I'm given convalescent plasma and then waiting to die for a certain time there, Dr. Doug, or what?
It's just, it could get you, you may get a little bit dehydrated, a little volume depleted. So there's a couple ways you can do that. You can either give plasma itself. That tends to be kind of a longer donation, and you can give it once per month.
Yeah.
Or you can give give regular blood. That way you're donating packed cells, you know, for people who need transfusions, and they'll take the plasma at the same time. That
they don't get as much. They don't get much as much of the plasma if they do it that way, do they? Or do they?
I don't think so. It's just kind of a unit worth of plasma. But that's what I've been doing. So I've been doing that every couple of months, just giving blood and plasma at the same time. Yeah. And what I've opted to do is make sure I'm not going to be diving for 4 or 5 days afterwards. Just I wouldn't want to be diving and be volume depleted.
Gotcha.
Just because of risk decompression and stuff.
Well, the first time, you know, they wanted to check that I had the antibodies. And so I gave whole blood and I told them that there's a good chance, you know, I have them because I've had coronavirus. And they said, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and do a whole blood donation and we're going to go ahead and process it for the fact that you may have it. And sure enough, I did. And so they took the convalescent plasma from my whole blood donation. And now they're asking, you know, could I do it again? And I will say, after I gave blood, I did feel kind of washed out the rest of the day. I felt tired a little bit, you know, not too bad, but you know, I did feel a little worn out. So when I talked to the blood donor people and I said, hey, you know, if you want my convalescent plasma, is it going to wipe me out for a day or so if I got to spend 2 hours doing this? Because, yeah, it's a little bit more of an extended process. And they said, well, if you do the convalescent plasma, they actually take your red blood cells and circulate them back into your body and
right.
give them back to you so you won't feel as washed out. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's a longer process. But he said, in theory, you won't feel as tired and stuff. That makes sense to you, Dr.
Yeah,
Doug?
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be anemic from all that. So you're still taking volume out. So you want to be a little careful with diving for at least a couple of days so your volume comes back up to normal. But
right.
Beyond that, no, I think everybody, it's worth a try. It's been shown to help some people. So if you've got antibodies and you can donate convalescent plasma to help other people, that's great.
Save a life.
That's after what that, I say. After that, yeah. Greg, also, I believe you're supposed to fast for 30 days.
Uh-oh. And if you don't, what happens?
Well, you have to
drink
lots of alcohol,
Greg.
Lots of alcohol? Okay. I'm glad we have a staff of medical professionals here.
Greg, I try.
Yeah, you try.
Man of my caliber.
Rarely succeed, but.
Exactly. A man of your caliber. Rarely succeeds, I think, is what you're saying.
We try like hell, though.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, I plan to give more blood. Might as well, you know, it's all about turning lemons into lemonade. You know, the thing that's frustrating, I will say, even though I do technically have the antibodies now, you know, they're still not saying that, oh, you won't catch it. You know, they don't really know. Right. In theory, we should be immune.
Not fully immune.
Not well, right. But they don't even know how long or whatever. In theory, they think a few months we should be a little protected. But they
can I ask Dr. Doug a question?
Go ahead, quick, no. real quick,
babe. real quick. You develop the antibodies towards this virus. Does it mean you cannot get a virus, or it means you're ready to fight it?
It means you fight it off.
Yeah. So yeah, you have super blood. Super blood.
It's a little
that's
more detail than we have in 30 seconds, but there's different types. There's T-cell and B-cell immunity, but we'll get that another time.
And I think what I heard is that we have superhuman blood, yes.
I don't think that's accurate.
Superheroes of the
well,
blood.
Well, I am Bug Boy.
That's right, and I am the Lobster Slayer, and we both have antibodies. So we'll end it on that for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.